Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. So a great example of somebody that has a financial need would be where you're a child of a parent, that parent hasn't left you an even distribution or maybe have left you nothing, but you as a child, you know, you're on a disability pension, you might be caring for children, you don't really have a means to support yourself, and maybe that parent has at times paid for your rent or given you some money for kind of living. That would be like a really great applicant. If I was like an ideal applicant, that would be someone. So you really have to show a financial need, and that's a really hard hurdle to get over. And that's something that the courts really do consider. Another thing to consider is the size of the estate, okay? Going to court and going through this process to contest an estate is extremely expensive. You know, we're talking over $100,000 sometimes, particularly if you go through to a trial. So you need to think about that in terms of the size of the estate. $10 million estate, okay, there's some, you know, there's something there for us to grab a hold of. $300,000 estate, that's going to be harder. And the courts are not very kind for people that are going after small estates, particularly when they don't have the financial needs. So while they look at these factors, they look at these factors kind of all coupled together. Okay. Another thing they look at is the relationship with the deceased. So what was that relationship looking like? It's not about that eligibility factor. It's really about, you know, what was that relationship like? They look at the contributions that the deceased made to that person. You know, as I said, with my ideal kind of applicant, if the deceased was contributing funds to them or had in the past, and then they've left them no provision in the estate, that could be a reason that the court says, you know, we can deviate from the wishes and give that applicant something. The other thing they look at is the other beneficiaries that have been provided. You know, who are the competing beneficiaries in there? And they may look at it differently if there are minors involved, for example. So let's say you're a de facto applicant, but there are minor children of the deceased that have really benefited. That's something that may turn against you in court. The point that I really want to emphasize is that every case is different, and that's why it's really important to get legal advice, because the facts of your particular situation are very important. People often say to me, oh, well, I just want it to be fair. I just wanted it to be fair. It's not about fairness, unfortunately. I'm sorry. It's about legally the assessment that the court makes and what the court is really looking at. In terms of the process, what I usually find is that there's kind of some engagement with the executor in terms of a negotiation before we try to file in court. It's always good to get matters resolved early, and majority of the time these matters do end up settling in mediation. And that's because everyone knows that the costs of going to court are astronomical. Most cases do resolve at a mediation level, which is a good result if you're applicant, maybe not a great result if you're the executor or you're the other beneficiaries, but all the other beneficiaries do kind of get involved because it usually means that they're reducing their share in some way. And outcomes at mediation are dependent on a whole lot of things, and it's really dependent on, you know, the applicant and their position, their solicitors, the beneficiaries' positions, their solicitors, how the mediator is. It's not cut and dry. I can't say, oh, this is what happened when you get to mediation. What I always try to say to clients is, let's figure out a baseline where you want to achieve and then let's work from there. But it's just really important that you're kind of aware of that. Now, people say to me, oh, well, have a go because the costs are paid by the estate. That's not always the position. And there are many cases to show that where an applicant has made a frivolous application, or they've, you know, rejected a really good offer at mediation, the courts can, you know, pursue an applicant personally. So it's something that really need to consider. There are some funding models that are coming around. Just Fund, for example, I was at a conference. They are now funding family provision applications at the moment. So, you know, at the moment, I say it could change. So there are kind of costs options around there, but it's really dependent on your situation. So next week we are going to talk about, and I'm just opening it up so I can see, the biggest hurdle to contesting wills. So just talking about that. And that's really, I got to tell you, is the financial need. So today I just really wanted to talk about contesting, what it means, you know, things that we're looking at, the basic process, so you could kind of get your head around the idea. If you feel like this is something that you want to pursue as a beneficiary or as a child or a spouse of someone that has deceased, you can pop on my website, www.vickalaw.com.au. I've got a lot of information on there. And you can always book a consultation with me, Lydia Vickham. We can talk through the process and kind of your needs and what I think. It's one of those, it's not like some of my other podcasts are very cut and dry. This one is really like, it's just really wholly dependent on your facts. But there is a frame there, and the main takeaway, if you want to take away one thing from this, is the timeframes are really important. 6 months from death, you have to notify the executor, and 9 months from death, you have to make the application. And in the legal world, that's not a lot of time, so you need to act fairly fast. So thank you so much for listening today. As I said, next week, we're going to talk about the biggest hurdle, which is really showing that financial need, maybe talk about some of the cases that have come out recently. But I just wanted to say, once again, thank you for listening, watching, if you're watching on YouTube, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vickar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vickar, signing off. The Vickar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.